Wednesday, the 22nd of June. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. I want us to stay with this theme we've been talking about on the last couple of days. We've been looking again at Pope Francis's encyclical, Laudato Si. So let me just give you a summary of what that encyclical is all about. So encyclical, let's just start with that big word. Do you know what an encyclical is? Well, it's a letter from a pope to the world. Sometimes it's to the priests in the church, or sometimes it's to everyone who's Christian, but in this particular case, this one is addressed to everyone in the world. So Pope Francis wrote a letter to the whole world. And in that letter, he said essentially the following. He said, human beings have been messing up the world for a while now, and we have taken it from a really beautiful place filled with trees and animals and clean air and fresh water and predictable seasons, and we've turned it into a little bit of a rubbish dump. So now it looks quite messy, and the animals and the humans and even microscopic little animals that you can only see under a microscope. Lots of us are all sick from pollution. And we have to think about how to clean up this big mess that we've made of the earth. And we have to think about how to clean up different parts of the mess. We've made some of the mess in the air, and some in the water, some on the land. And then we've made some even on the global ice packs in the Antarctic and the Arctic. So we've made a lot of mess, and it's having a big impact on all sorts of things. It's affecting our weather, which we talked about a bit, but it's also causing the deaths of many, many, many creatures. What should we be doing? What could we be doing? How could we be living differently? That's what the Pope asks us to think about. And he chooses to remind us of Saint Francis of Assisi, who lived about 800 years ago. That's a long time, isn't it? Saint Francis lived in the 12th and 13th century. And Saint Francis was deeply concerned about nature. He was very committed to justice for poor people. And he was very committed to peace. And he wanted us, if you like, to live at peace with each other and with creation. And Pope Francis says the way we need to do this is we need to fall in love with nature. And we do that by spending sometime every day doing something beautiful in nature for God. Maybe we pick up litter. Maybe we spend some time planting seeds. Maybe we spend some time hugging a tree. Have you ever hugged a tree? It's one of the most awe-inspiring things to do, to just go up and put your arms around a tree and put your whole weight on the tree and feel the tree hold you. And so really, we're deeply, deeply invited to this place of belonging, of seeing ourselves as belonging to the earth, of being part of the earth, of being rooted in the earth. And seeing that we belong to the earth and the earth belongs to us. And a kind of falling in love with the creation. So let's ask God for that grace now. Close your eyes. And let's pray. Let's ask Jesus to reveal to us, to show us the beauty of every flower, of every cloud, the sun in the sky, and of all the stars, the beauty of the grass, the beauty of the little weeds that grow up between the pavement, that we might stop and see the beauty of God's creation, and in seeing how beautiful creation is, we might fall in love and work to protect it for God. Amen.